Vayter and Chasper and Daf Yudal, picking up on the very top of Yudal. We are about to get hot and heavy in a sugya now to be Beishamay and Beis Hillel about the machloksim, about whether or not you can take a tsaris erva. A pella, Beishamay says, is a chiyav of a tsaris erva to take the tsara. She's doing yibim and chalitza. And Beis Hillel says, what are you talking about? Nothing doing, nothing to talk about. So you just think about what's going to happen now by doing this. According to Beis Hillel, if you're not allowed to go ahead and take this woman. According to Beis Shammai, you have to. So that's a big nafkaminas. Because according to Beis Hillel, he's going to say, Beis Shammai, you doing this, that's over in Isser Kares. And therefore, the kids give your mom Zerim. And Beis Shammai say, you letting them do this and not get married, this woman goes out to the streets, the Sarah, that's doing Yimei Chalitza, that's in Isser Lav. So we got some problems going on. Now, says the Gemara, very top line, Mi Savar, even though we did this, let's pick it up. Mi Savar, also Beis Shammai with Ram. Did you really think that Beis Shammai did like they said? Lo, also Beis Shammai with Ram, but they didn't do like they said. Right, they were masking. They said, "Okay." But Beis Hillel says, "No." Then, okay. Then we don't do even mechalitza. Rav Yochanan says, "Asu v'asu, they absolutely did do it." Now, says the Gemara, "Ubeplukta de Rav Shmuel." This machlokas is the machlokas of Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether or not they actually did it. So we have that we just said now. Rav Reish Lakish is the one who's saying they didn't do it. Rav Yochanan saying, "Of course, they absolutely did do it," which is pretty wild. And now we're saying there's a machlokas was in the world of Rav and Shmuel. The Rav, Omer lo asu b'shamay k'dvarim, they didn't do according to their words. The Shmuel, Omer asu v'asu, they absolutely did. Hey, mas, fact the Gemara, when exactly did this machlokas happen? Elay makodem bas kol. If you want to say this happened before, the heavenly voice which came out and said that the halacha goes like Beis Hillel, famous Gemara in Erevin, Berakama, says Rashi, the Yud Gimel. Who comes and tells us there was a basko that said that Allah is like Beis Hillel. So if you want to say this happened before the basko, the my time at the Mandalamar lost, then why would it be? Beis Shammai didn't do according to the logic. They should have. The Allah basko must be after the basko. So then my time at the Mandalamar also, according to if it's after the basko, then what's Pshat that Beis Shammai did according to what they said? Well, how could you do it? It's a basko. So we're going to see two answers. Number one, Iba Yisema called the basko. You could say it was really before the basko. Iba Yisema Allah basko was after the basko. Iba Yisema called the basko, if you want to say according to the first understanding, that it was before the baskol. Okay, going to Beis Hillel Ruba. So if it's before the baskol, so then what's pshat that Beis Shammai wouldn't do it? Let them go according to their own logic. Everything makes sense. Must be that it was before. We're talking about before the baskol. The baskol and Beis Hillel are the roof. Since they're the majority of Enoch, Ram Lahatos. Laman Domer Lois, the court order says they didn't do. So then it makes sense. The Beis Hillel Ruba. When the Mandam Rasul, the one who said they did do it, Ki Azlin and Basiruba, when is it we said we go according to the Rov? That's when they are equal in their abilities. Rashi says, Bechachma, in their wisdom. So it's not always that we go after the Rov. Big chiddush here, right? And at least a qualification. Hacha, but in our instance, we know that Beis Shammai mechadad etvei. They were sharper. They were very, very sharp and quick, and sharper than Beis Hillel. So therefore, they don't have to go according to Rov. That's why they say that. And Vibay Yisemi, the other way he's looking at it is the Acha Baskol. Really, it's after the Baskol this whole thing happened. And Manda Amar Lo, also the ones who said they didn't do it, the Hanafka Baskol, because the Baskol came. And Manda Amar Asu, which is they did do it, Rabbi Yeshua. He goes going to Rabbi Yeshua. The Amar Ein Mashkichim Baskol. We don't listen to a Baskol. Everybody knows this, Rabbi Yeshua. This is the famous Gemara taking us back to Bava Metzia. Above Metzia Nun Tesma Beis, right? So okay, so we don't listen to a Basco. Uman Damar also according to one who says that we did do that. Beis Shammai did. Karina and Khan Losis Kodu. Look, we just started yesterday. What about Losis Kodu? Los Sasu Agudas Agudas. You shouldn't make do things. They're going to be have Klai Yisrael split into different groups. How could it be that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are going to different opinions and living like that? Amar Abaye Ki Amin Losis Kodu. When do we say Losis Kodu? Can go and stay Bati Dina be Arachas. That's if it's two Bati Dinim in one city. But Halal and Halal Lamoran Kedivir Beis Shammai. Halal Lamoran Kedivir Beis Hillel. In such a case, that's going to be Losis Kodu. Aval Shtei Bati Dinim Bishtei Ariyaros. If we have two Bati Dinim in two different cities, then less some others, no problem. In fact, the Gemara, Lele, Amar Le Rava, Vabe Shammai Beis Hillel, Kishtei Bati Dinim Bir Achas Dami. They were like two in one town. And therefore, this is going to be a problem. Los Escotadu. Ella, Amarava, can't we know Los Escotadu want to be Los Escotadu? Kagon, based in Beir Achas. If it's based in one city, and Pelig Morin Kedivre Beis Shammai, half of them going Beis Shammai, Pelig Morin Kedivre Beis Hillel, half going Beis Hillel. I will stay Batidinim Beir Achas, even if it's in one city, if it's two separate Batidinim, then less some. But there's not a problem of Los Escotadu. Says a Gemuri, Toshima, Toshima. Bimkomel she Rebbe Eliezer. This says the Braisa. In the place of Rebbe Eliezer, Hayakarsin, Aitzim Lassus, Becham Shabbos, Lassus, Barzel. They would go ahead and they would cut down trees in order to make coals, in order to go and to make an iron, in order to make the knife for the Mohel on Shabbos itself. Says Rashi, Lebo Bayom, Kide Lassus, Barzel, Izemel, Izmel, Shalmila. That's the Mila knife. The Kasav Rebbe Eliezer, Machshire Mitzvah, Dochen Shabbos, Kemitz Atzma. Not only the mitzvah, machshire mitzvah, even the things that are necessary for the mitzvah, you could do a Shabbos in order to go and do it. That was what he used to do. So, Mimkol Mashiach Eliezer, they used to do this. Mimkol Mashiach Eliezer, Glili, Hayu Ochlin, Besar Of, Bechalov, they would have Besar Of, chicken, Bechalov, and milk. Says Rashi, Shayu Dorish, Bechalov, Bechalev Imo. It says, Losh Vashag Adi, Bechalev Imo, Mishay Shlok Chalov Imo, Yatsa Besar Of, Shainlo Chalov Aim. Only if the mother has milk and the mother of a chicken doesn't have milk. And therefore, they allowed you to have milk and chicken, chimkim parm, straight up. Now, frankly, Gemara, we see Bimkoma Shel Rabbi Eliezer in only Rabbi Eliezer. That's who used to do it. Bimkoma Shel Rabbi Akiva Lo, they wouldn't do such a thing. The Tanya, for we learned in a Braisa, Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva, Kol Malacha Shef Shel Asusim Erev Shabbos, Ein Dochas Shabbos. Any Malacha you could have done Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to break Shabbos for. So you could have done all this cold stuff before and you didn't. That's a problem. So what's pshat that we allowed that some places they do like this, some places they do like that? Isn't that Los Escotadu? Says Gemara, what do you mean? V'hai my tiyufta, what's your kashim? Makomas makomas shiny. We said that if it's different places, it's not an issue. Not an issue of Los Escotadu if it's in two different cities. So what was your question? Frank the Gemara now, Viter on that, Utakarile, my Karile, and the one who actually asked this question, what exactly was he asking? Says Rashi, Hakvar Shanul El Kiamina Los Escotadu. So, what exactly was his question? The answer is, Sakatat Chamina, Mishum Chumid Shabbos, Kamakam Echadami. So, because of the Chumriest of Shabbos, I would have thought maybe it has a level of like it's one place. Kamash Malan comes to tell you, not like that. It's not an issue even with Shabbos of Los Escotadu in different places. Toshima, Toshima, the Rebbe Avok. When Rabbi Vo used to visit Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, have a metaltel shraga, he used to go out and he would move a lamp. We're talking about a lamp that went out. The fire went out on Shabbos, he would move it. Because he held like Rabbi Shimon that there's not an issue of muksa. He didn't go and move it over there because they held like Rabbi Yehuda that there was muksa. So now, oh, what's going on over here? How could he be moving here? You're moving it there. Why isn't this a problem? Vahai, my kusha, what's your question? V'lo minim kol mishana, didn't we say two different places? The difference, what's your issue? Anan echi, I mean, this is what we're saying. Rabbi hechi avid hachi, hey, Rabbi Vo, hechi avid hacha hachi. How could he have gone ahead and behaved like this in such a way? V'hechi avid hacha hachi. How could it be in this place he behaved one way, in this place he behaved a different way? Answers the Gemara. In other words, is he let? You're allowed to move the candle. You're not allowed to move the candle. What's going on? He's switching up here, there, everywhere. Rabbi Vo answers the Gemara. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi severely. He holds like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. But really, was in the world of Rav Shimon. It says that you're allowed to move the candle. Uvechim mikol la'asvei the Rabbi Yochanan. We went to the town of Rabbi Yochanan. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Lo matatli didn't do mishum kavod to Rabbi Yochanan because of the cover of Rabbi Yochanan. In fact, the Gemara Vo kishama. What about the fact that he has his shamish with him? Rashi says Rabbi Vo the lo masik adaiti matatli ba'asvei the Rabbi Yochanan. Hold the chazid the Rabbi Vo ba'alma the matatli. He's going to go doing the wrong things because he doesn't know what's going on over there. So how could you do that? And says the modal of the shami. He's going to tell him when you're by Rabbi Yochanan, make sure you don't go ahead and move any lamps. So there's no problem. Okay, let's get back to the question now. Did the Beishame do it or did it not do it? Toshima, let's take a look. Afal pi she'elu osem ve'elu matirin. Even though. And what are we talking about over here? Oh, right, this is in our Mishnah itself.
says that afab, even though she'elu osir ve'elu matirin, even though we'll say Beis Hillel said that it's osir, can't have a tzaris erva to be with the brother, can't do yibam. And Beis Shammai says yes, you can. Lo nim le Beis Shammai be lisa nashim beis Hillel v'lo Beis Hillel v'Beis Shammai, then stop them from marrying into each other's families. If you want to say that really Beis Shammai didn't actually live out that which they spoke about, so then, okay, now it makes sense. They're masking to Beis Hillel, then Bisham Hachi lo nimnu, that's why they didn't hold back. That's why Beis Hillel didn't hold back from marrying the family. Also, if you want to say Beis Shammai actually did it, then Amaya lo nimnu, why wouldn't Beis Hillel hold back? What are you talking about? You want to get involved in mamzerus issues? It doesn't make any sense. Beis Shammai. Mi Beis Hillel and it makes sense also Beis Shammai that he didn't hold back from doing like Beis Hillel. Okay, because the worst case scenario, what's the worst case scenario according to Beis Hillel, is that this woman is not going to, the way that Beis Shammai understands it, if we live like Beis Hillel, because Beis Shammai says that Saris Erva has to do Yibam or Chalitza. Beis Hillel says you don't. So if the Beis Hillel family behaves like Beis Hillel, then according to Beis Shammai, you have a problem. But what's the problem? The problem is that you're going to have an issue of a lav. It's a lav, right? Because we know Karis is only to the people that are involved, but the Eshazach. But if she marries, if the Tzara marries someone outside of the family, so again, you have Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven is married to two women, and married to Shimon's daughter to somebody else, and Reuven dies with no kids, then what happens is the Tzara has to do Chalitza or Yibam with Shimon, according to Beis Shammai. According to Beis Hillel, no, they just go out and they go with someone else, but that's only a lav. Right, so now it says Bishlam and Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel alone, but they don't hold back at the B'nei Chayav Elavininu, because the worst case scenario is what's going to be, it's going to be a lav. I spoke out really Rashi. Okay. And then there's no mamzer issue. Ella Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, why wouldn't they hold back? B'nei Chayav Krisis Mamzerininu. In this case, it's Karis, and if it's Karis, because of Eshazach, then you're going to start creating mamzer. And Rashi says, given the Taris Abbas, Batur Meabemis, Omen Beisur Eshazach, the Karis. And therefore, you have a problem. They're going to create mamzerim. And don't try to pull a move and say, oh, there's no mamzerim over here, because mamzerim are only in another circumstance. Because every Beis Hillel, they ain't mamzer, mechayvi krisus. That doesn't make a mamzer, chayvi krisus. You know what I'm saying? It's Rashi says, ele mechayvi, what Gemara is going to say, but ele mechayvi misas beizdin. You go an imo, a chamosa, a kalosa, a kayosa, a hen, a chol hanach, the isra achos, achua les behu misa. Only in the case where it's going to be misa, but not in the case where it's going to be an isser of. of Kares, then it wouldn't only Mamzerim. Chitema Kasari Beis Hillel Dein Mamzer Bechavi Krisus. Really? V'Homer Rabbi Elazar. We know Rabbi Elazar says differently. Afo Bisha Nechle Beis Shammai Beis Hillel B'Tzaris, even though they're arguing with the concept of Tzaris. Modem She'ein Mamzer Elam Emisha Isser Yisur Erva V'Anus Kares. The only time it's going to be Kares is Modem. The Mamzer is only going to come from the Isser Erva, which is going to be Kares. Elalav Shmamina must be from all this that Loasim must be Beis Shammai actually didn't do in the way that they understood it, and they actually yielded down to Beis Hillel. They bowed their heads and they did what's going on. Now everything makes sense, right? If they didn't do their thing, says Merlo Lelamasu, really they did according to the way that they understood it. And how could Beis Hillel go ahead and marry to the woman of Beis Shammai if they're going to be mamzerim issues? Answer is the modi lehu parshe. They let them know which ones were married from which families. Beis Shammai, the Beis Hillel, they let them know. Rashi says the usha mishpacha zoom itzaris ervish and isabma ba parshe, and they would stay away from those things. But they would marry into their families, meaning the ones that didn't have these issues. And you should know, v'achanei mistabit, it even makes sense to say so, the katani save, because we know in the end part of the Mishnah it says that kol ha-tairos v'chol ha-tumos shahoye elu mitaren ve'elu mitamin lo nimnu osim tairos elu al gabe elu. Beis Hillel is more machmir than Beis Shammai in many areas when it comes to tuma, and being that is the case, how could it be that they ended up borrowing from one another? And lo limnu osim tyros elu al gabelu didn't stop them from going in and borrow from one another. So we see that Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, they're definitely machloksim about certain things, but they would go ahead and they would be, one would borrow from the other, and they would tell each other which ones, you know, have which types of tuma, and they trusted each other to such daga. Beep, turn the page. If you want to say that, hey, it makes a lot of sense. If you want to say that they would go ahead and they would lend the different things, they would tell them which ones are tame and which are not. That's why they didn't hold back. If you can say they didn't tell them which one is which, then okay. We're going to say that they didn't hold back from doing it because they were more mako than them. Because according to Beis Shammai, the stuff is going to be tar. But why wouldn't they hold back from borrowing it? Taras to be shamer le beisilo tumos dehu they were tame el alav the modi lamatzi that they told him back shma mina. Similarly over here also that we know that they intermarried. Even if we know that Beishamai did do, they asu, they did according to the way that they said, but then they told Beis Hillel which families did what, and therefore they were good to go. Frek the Gemara, you're bringing the second case, there was a raya to say that it must be, because of the fact that they borrowed the kelim and they must have told them. But what's the difference? Like, each one of them seemed to be equal in terms of Beishamai was being more... What Bisham is one way, Bishil is the other way. Why is this a raya? Why is this one any stronger than the other one? Rashi says to the Kamar, Hochi nami mistabar, the modiluhu, mehai hechi mistabar tvei. Why is that any stronger than, you know, the case of them going and intermarrying with one another? Says the Kamar, because ma'od tema, you would have said, tsara kala isla. When there's a tsara issue going on over there, kala isle, there's like a, you know, it has a voice. People know about it. Rashi says, velo tsarech lo oduye, you don't have to let them know. Mehasam lo telev demodei. And from there, you wouldn't learn out that they told them, dafka, which ones are okay and which ones are not okay. However, kamash malan, therefore, it comes to tell us this case by the utensils, when they're the kalim and they would go and lend and borrow from one another, it means that they actually did go ahead and tell them which ones are tame, which ones are tahor, and therefore here also they do the same things in terms of the family. Families, which one had done Yibam, which one did Chalitza, and which one came from what? Gufa, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Afa Bishanachlu Bisham Beisilla, but so even they have a machlokis in reference to Tsaris, that we know that Beisilla says that you can't do Tsaris Erva is off the hook and done. Beisham says the Tsaris Erva has to have do Yibam Chalitza. Modem Shein Mamzer Elam Mishi Isur Isser Erva, the honors Karis. The only way it's going to be that there's going to be a Mamzer is if it comes from an Isser Erva, which is going to be Karis. Now, Man modem, when it says that modem, they're gonna be, they agree. Like who's agreeing over here? Ilay may be shama le beis hillel. If you want to say that, what Relezer is saying is that beis shama is maskim to beis hillel, and that it's talking about a case where beis shama says that Sarah has to do yibum chalitza, and if she doesn't, she goes and she's married someone else. That the kids there are not gonna end up being mamzerim. Says Gemara Peshitta, obviously they're not gonna be mamzerim because they are. This is just a lav over an Isser lav, and it's not going to be kares, and therefore they're going to be kasher. So it doesn't seem to be that that's the modem that we're talking about over here. Ella beis hillel le beis shammai. It must be that we're saying that beis hillel are maskim to beis shammai. That if it happens to be that a tsaris erva has a relationship and does yibum, that it's not going to end up making mamzerim, says Gemara. But what are you talking about? He gufa chai v'krisisi. That is. That's straight up krisis. So clearly that's not what it's talking about. You can't say Beis Hillel is going to say that that's not an issue. That's clearly going to be a mamzer. Le'olam Beis Shammai le Beis Hillel. Really, it's Beis Shammai who's being master of the Beis Hillel. U'lafuke midor Be'akiva. And this is coming to come against that which Rabbi Akiva holds. Because we know Rabbi Akiva, what did he say? Da'amar yesh mamzer mechai v'lavin. There's a mamzer by chai v'lavin. Even by a lav, it's going to be a mamzer. Kamash malon, de'ein mamzer b'chai v'lavin. Come to tell, we learn from here that there is no mamzer by chai v'lavin. The fact that we're saying that they say that mamzerim only come from something which is going to be kares and not from chai v'lavin. And yah, that's what comes from this. Toshima wa 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 wa. Even though we know that Beisham Beis Hillel argue off Bishanachlu Beisham Beis Hillel but Tsaros in the case of Tsaros that we just mentioned in our Mishnah. Uba Achayos in the case of sisters, which we already saw, alluded to, we discussed this already in Daf Chavav when it's talking about that you have four brothers and two of them are married to two sisters and then they end up dying and now they go and they fall to the brothers that they should do Chalitza and not do Yibam. We know that over there comes along Beis Shammai and he says that they're allowed to go ahead. If they got married, it's okay, they could stay married. Beis Hillel says, nope, they got to get divorced. Ubay Chayos, they argue also, big get Yashan, in the case of get Yashan, literally means an old get. It's talking about a husband and wife, things aren't going too well, so the husband goes ahead, he wants to get divorced her, he writes a get, and then before he gives it to her, he ends up being alone with her. Then what happens with the Gemara and Gittin, which talks with the Beis Shammai, say that you could use this get, and Beis Hillel says, you're not allowed to use this get anymore. Ubisafik Ashes ish. That's just a regular case of where a girl can do miyun. According to Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai says, look at this nice, beautiful rash over here. Beis Shammai says that miyun, once the girl does nisuin, she can't do miyun anymore. There's a whole series of things you can't do miyun once it happens like that. Or if she wants to do miyun, let's say, after the husband dies already and she wants to now do it to get out of doing yibam, or if the husband's not there, or if it's not in the bezdin, You can't do it more than once. Beis Hillel argue, and they say, me and you could do it on all these matzov. And it's therefore, why is it called a suffik ish? Because maybe she can get out of it if she does miyan. Ooh, b'megarish is ishto v'lana imo b'pundak. So you have a couple that get divorced and they go and they end up sleeping in the same hotel. According to Beis Hillel, we know that we're worried that maybe they ended up having a relationship again, which started up the marriage again, and therefore they need to get a get in order to move on. Beis Shammai would say that no, they didn't, and therefore she can go to somebody else. B'kesef, it was shava kesef. B'pruta v'shava pruta. This takes us to Maseches Kedushin, right in the beginning. Daf Beis. Rashi says, "In Kedusha Isha, b'shamron b'dina v'shava dina b'shelom b'pruta v'shava pruta. V'dina ru kesef tsuria pruta he shel nechoshes v'hachi kamer hacha b'kesef v'shava kesel b'shamron b'pruta v'shava pruta b'shelom." Parakamat Kedushin kari l'dinor the b'shamay kesef the amar of Asi kol kesef amar v'torah stam. Kesef tsuri vo savina very kiddushe isha v'chulu lemer of asi damer ke b'shamay. If she takes money, a certain amount, which is not the right amount for Beis Shammai, not the right amount for Beis Hillel, and then she takes the next amount for the next person, for a second person, so then depending on which amount was taken, is going to be end up they started the marriage, and that can cause a problem of mamzeidim. So even though we have all these things where they argue, this whole list that we just said, lo nimnu Beis Shammai mi Lisa, nosh mi Beis Hillel, v'lo Beis Hillel mi Beis Shammai. They didn't hold back from marrying into each other's family. There's so much love and affection they had for one another. The Kaimash and Emmertopola, which it says, Emes Shalom Elovu, love, truth, and peace. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shimon says, Nimnu Hein Minavadai Velonim Minasafik. They would stay back, they would stay away from Vada cases that weren't good for them, but they wouldn't remove themselves from cases that were Suffik from them. Rashi says, I'm in a Suffik, Kasakadata Hashtab, Isser Suffik. You go to Megarish, a case which is a Isser Suffik. For example, they got divorced and they slept together in the same hotel room. The Lekel is Suffik, the Shema Ba'alel, the Shem Gedusha. Maybe that happened, so a kid that came from that type of family, they wouldn't necessarily stay away from. Now, that statement, Iyamar Bishlam Asu, if you want to say that it means that Bisham actually did what they were, with the way that they behaved, they were Asu, Misham Hachi Nimnu, Nimneu. Because of that, Beis Hillel stayed away from marrying to Bisham. Iyamar Tlo Asu, if you say that they didn't do, Amai Nimneu. No reason to hold back if they didn't actually follow their things and went like Beis Hillel. So, must come out of here that Bisham did do exactly what they said. Fek the Gemara of Tisbara. Not a riot to say that means va'asu, because nehi nami da'asu, even in the case where you say that there were va'asu, where Beis Shammai did do it, Beis Hillel Beis Hillel nimne'u me Beis Shammai. It makes sense that Beis Hillel held back from marrying the women from Beis Shammai. Why? T'chai v'krisis nenu, because they're chai v'krisis. Mamzerim him le'Beis Hillel, according to Beis Hillel, they're mamzerim. Ela Beis Shammai amai nimne'u me Beis Hillel. Why should they hold back from Beis Hillel? B'nei chai v'lavan nenu, the worst case is b'nei chai v'lavan k'sherin nenu, and then you're going to be kosher to marry. Meaning they're not mamzerim. And for the Gemara, gives the answer. Gemara answers to the Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, "Lo nitzcha ela letzara atzma." It's not talking about some sort of offspring living down the line. It's talking about the tzara itself. That according to Beis Shammai, the tzara has to of yamav has to do yibam or chalitza. Can't go marry to someone else. Hachanami lo nitzcha ela letzara atzma. So here too, we're also talking about the concept of the tzara herself. Now, frak the Gemara, hold on a second. Umayishnam in a vadai that they wouldn't go ahead and they wouldn't intermarry the Yisuru because it's Asr. Suffik nami Yisuru, but a case of Suffik is also going to be Asr. So, lo temam, so how could they go ahead and say that they would be able to go and marry there? Only by vadai they didn't get married, but by Suffik they would. What's going on? What's going on over here? So we put a little switcheroo. Lo temam in a Suffik. Don't say that Rishimim means that they didn't hold back from Suffolk. Ella Ema Min Hastam. They didn't hold back from a Stam case. Rashi says straight up, what does that mean? Kol Kamed Alav Mode Luhu. As long as they didn't tell them what it was, then Lohiyu Parse Mistama. Devade Ihava Mehanach. They wouldn't separate from a Stam woman because if it would have been from one of these cases, the Losvir Luhu Havamode Luhu that they didn't hold of, they would have let them known. As the Gemara says, the Mode Luhu Oparsi. If it was something which wasn't okay, then they would go and they would say, and they would separate themselves from her. Umay Kamash Malon, so what's it coming to teach us by saying this? Ahava v'reus nohugin zebazet, that they had love, that there was they showed between each other? Hainu reisha, that was the reisha, we said that already. Says Gemara, Kamash Malon, dekula Rabbi Shimon hi. He just wanted to show that the entire b'risa is Rabbi Shimon. Okay, my friends, we have a few. We're not done over here. We're gonna bring a few more rayas to see what we're discussing over here. That whether they did asu or didn't asu, but we're gonna stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.